Gee, it's a special place to visit here. Don't you love coming up the driveway and thinking someone's cut it again? Well done, guys. Yeah. I want to start off this morning by asking a question, if you don't mind. Who said these words? What's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Who did? Juliet, as in Romeo and Juliet. And she's wondering about names because, as many of you would know, names were a bit of a problem for that family and other families in Verona. And she was just thinking, what's in a name really? And, of course, for us, that takes on special significance because a name is very important. And even when Steve says the name of his new grandson, how good is that? How good does it sound to say the names? Names are important. 53 years ago, goodness, 53 years ago, Colin and I placed an ad in the birth section of the Sydney Morning Herald to announce the arrival of our first gorgeous little daughter, Danielle Lisa Burge. She was, as the advertisement said, a beautiful gift from God. She still is, actually. I remember carrying her out from Camden's thriving maternity ward, Camden Hospital's thriving maternity ward in those days, which is well and truly gone. And she felt so tiny and light, I could really sort of imagine her just flying away, floating away. But it did feel wonderful to declare her name to the world, my little girl. And 26 years ago, at the baptism of our first grandchild, when that same daughter and her husband were invited to name this child, they were quick to answer, Joel David Stretton. Without having any idea how the little guy would turn out, the grandparents imagined a future Professor Joel David Stretton, or Sir Joel David Stretton, or Dr. Joel David Stretton. That would be okay. Grandparents do get a bit carried away. Not Steve, but some do. But as it is, it should be a joyful, hope-filled time when a child is born and named. There is such potential. At Christmas time, of course, we celebrate, and I do mean celebrate, today's theme of being joy, the chosen and anointed one whose names are incredibly important and they reveal so much. God the Father had declared beforehand through his prophets and messengers what the baby born of Mary in Bethlehem would be called and what he would do and what he would be. These days, I'm sure you've noticed, many seem determined to make Christmas about anything but Jesus, even though the name is a giveaway. You often find nativity scenes missing from major Christmas displays. And I know a lady in a retirement village not far from here who got a bit of a serve and got negative comments about her beautiful light display showing Mary and Joseph and the baby and the wise men coming to pay tribute. I don't have to remind you, I know, but I will. It's all about Jesus. He's the one the whole celebration's about. Without the birth of our Saviour, there really isn't all that much to rejoice about. Christmas becomes sort of shallow with no permanent significance. Jesus is the reason for the season. The other day as I walked into MacArthur Square, I couldn't help smiling when I heard over the sound system, long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And then it says, and man shall live forevermore because of Christmas Day. In MacArthur Square, good on you. There's a really interesting balance at the moment, I feel. So far, the televised carols nights from the Domain in Sydney and the Maya Music Bowl in Melbourne still include some pretty strong carols that declare things like joy to the world, the Lord is come, and God and sinners reconciled. It's so public in the heart of our two major cities and on television. Still happens. But there's some people who don't like it much. Colleen had a delightful little book called Jesus, name above all names. It has 68 short devotions celebrating the names that the Bible applies to Jesus. And as you know, there are lots of them. For example, the verses read for us by Sue from Isaiah. We've heard them before, haven't we? And thank you, Colin, for putting that to music for us. Well, they were written about 700 years before Jesus was born. And they named him as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What extraordinary titles for the child who would be born, the son who would be given to us. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And what amazing things the prophet declared that this child would do. He would and will eventually establish a permanent kingdom of justice and righteousness and peace, Isaiah predicted about 2,700 years ago. That same Jesus, of course, is alive now and has already fulfilled many of the prophecies of Isaiah and the other prophets, and he has not finished yet. Let's just take one of the titles Isaiah pronounces, Prince of Peace. What a good name, Prince of Peace. The world is hardly at peace at the moment, is it? Humans continue to be very good at arguing and fighting at all levels. But there is a kingdom of peace coming. In the meantime, in the middle of this messy world, those who genuinely accept Jesus into their lives find that he brings peace with God, peace within, and peace around. It's fantastic. Christians who genuinely put their trust in Jesus find big changes. It's great. I love the word shalom. I don't know how you're supposed to say it, but I think it's a beautiful word, Jewish greeting of peace. And it doesn't just mean absence of conflict. It means a real sense of well-being, a beautiful contentment, real peace. In John 20, Jesus says three times, this is after he's risen from the dead, he said three times in that chapter to his followers, "Peace be with you." And he continues to say that to his followers. He is the Prince of Peace. Some of the other amazing names the Bible applies to Jesus are the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, the Light of the world, the Bread of Life, the Way, the Truth and the Life, the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep, and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. These are not ordinary names or titles. They are extraordinary names. And they tell us a lot about why we celebrate the coming of Jesus into the world at Bethlehem. There is nothing greater to celebrate. In the Bible reading from Matthew that Steve shared, I'm sure you noticed two other names in particular for Mary's son. Let's consider those briefly. Joseph was told, "Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." He will save his people from their sins. That's incredible news, because sin is exactly what separates us all from God. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And a few verses later, we read, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. God is with us. That's fantastic. Some years ago, a friend sent me an email with a song attached called "On My Father's Side." Excuse me for a sec. It's about the time when the crowds around Jerusalem at Passover were very intense. And for a while, Mary and Joseph didn't know where 12-year-old Jesus was. Where was he? In the temple. Yeah, Jesus in the temple, 12-year-old. He was found at the temple in deep discussion with the religious teachers, who were astounded at his mature understanding and his wise responses. And the song imagines how Jesus could have answered some of their questions. "What's your name, son?" "On my mother's side, my name is Jesus, but on my father's side, they call me Emmanuel." Where are you from? On my mother's side, I'm from Bethlehem, but on my father's side, the New Jerusalem. How old are you? On my mother's side, I'm 12 years, but on my father's side, I've just always been. What's your plan? On my mother's side, I'll be crucified, but on my father's side, in 3 days, I'll arise and I'll sit at my father's side. And the song adds, he was the Son of Man and yet the Son of God. The Apostle Paul wrote to his young co-worker Timothy, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. Jesus, bridging the gap between a very fallen humanity and a very holy God. Jesus, Son of God, representing God to man, and Jesus, Son of Man, representing man to God. The two names Jesus and Emmanuel, given to Jesus just before he was born, are incredibly important. They tell us so much. They both speak strongly of the grace and love of Almighty God towards us. He's called to be called Jesus, which means Saviour, because he will save his people from their sins. No one else can or could do that. That's part of the good news of Christmas. No one else. Jesus can and will save all who will accept him by faith and put their trust in him. How? By his death in our place to take the penalty of our rebellion and sin against God, and by his resurrection, his victory over death on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. That is great news. Recently, I read a little book by J.B. Phillips. Who knows J.B. Phillips? Yeah, okay. He's written some wonderful books like Your God is Too Small, Letters to Young Churches, The Young Church in Action, and so on. And I've had this one for a long time but had never read it. And I got it out recently to read just bit by bit. I've put it in my very masculine man bag and take it with me when I'm going out, and so I'll just read from time to time. And he did write excellent books, and I didn't realise that it contains 26 short plays. And as I read A Man Called Jesus over a period of time, I actually found myself tearful a number of times as I remembered again what Jesus went through for us, for me. In the New Testament book of Hebrews, we read these sobering words. Man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. Perhaps most people know that deep down, but they won't admit it, or they don't know what to do about it, don't know how to prepare to give an account to God. And Jesus has provided the answer, the only way. That's why, down through the centuries, people have proclaimed Jesus saves. The Apostle Peter, changed by the Holy Spirit from a coward into a fearless spokesman for the Lord, proclaimed boldly, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Thank God there is one name. No wonder there are some beautiful songs about the name Jesus. Is anyone familiar with the book Jesus Calling? Yeah, I know Colleen had given that to a friend, Chris, what's her name? Chris Berry, thank you, who died about a year ago. Yeah, and when I saw Chris's copy of that book, it was just worn to pieces. She'd obviously really enjoyed having it. But I found just this morning, because Colleen had marked some things in here and written some things, and for the day after tomorrow in the little devotion, or after the little devotion, Colleen had written, so when I see her handwriting, it's a bit special, about one of the songs about Jesus. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Life and peace, joy and hope. Love that blows all fear away. Jesus, what a beautiful name. The other name in Matthew, Emmanuel, is just as special. It means God is with us. And that's another part of the incredible good news of Christmas. At the first Christmas, we read in John's Gospel that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Extraordinary. The eternal truth of God, God's living word, his own son, taking on human form, so that in a very real way, God is with us, speaking to us, sharing his life with us. In one of the well-known carols, we sing, "Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord." Amen. Let's worship him. The Apostle Paul wrote that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Emmanuel, God with us, the hope of glory. The last words recorded in Matthew's Gospel, said by Jesus to his followers after the resurrection, are, "Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So what's in a name? In the case of Jesus, a whole lot. Eternal life, life in all its fullness. Jesus, he will save his people from their sins completely. Emmanuel, God with us, always and forever. As usual, this is going to be a busy and noisy couple of weeks leading up to Christmas. Most of us will find many things competing for our attention, some good and some of little value. This Christmas, whatever your distractions or disappointments or problems, may you see Jesus as he really is and be willing to and able to respond to him in faith as he invites you to. The members of St James Menangle wish you a safe and joyful and meaningful Christmas. May God our Father bless you and those you love. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll just say a prayer. Father, we do thank you that the gospel is so readily available. Thank you for all the names applied to Jesus.